We're going to do Simin Yud Ches of Eretz HaTzvi, or at least we will start Simin Yud Ches of Eretz HaTzvi. We will get nowhere near finishing Simin Yud Ches of Eretz HaTzvi. The title of the Simin is Bedin Eidus HaKara. He starts with the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Peh Hamaralf that says that a woman was Chayiv Shvua in Rava's Beis Din, because somebody was Tovea money from her and she denied it. So she was Chayiv Shvua in Rava's Beis Din. And Rava was about to be mechayiv her a shavua, to make her take a shavua. And then Rava had a conversation with his wife, with Rava's own wife, and Rava's wife told him that she knows that this woman cannot be trusted to take a shavua. So instead, Rava required the toveya. He was mahapich the shavua on the other party. If I can't trust this woman to take a shavua, and she's the one that's really chayiv in the shavua, so he turned the shavua onto the other party to take a shavua that the money is in fact owed to him in order to be able to collect his money. Now, what happened over here? Rava's wife informed him that this woman's not to be trusted, which means Rava completely trusted his wife's assessment of the situation. So the reason Rava trusted his wife, the Gemara goes on to say, is Kimli Begava. He was certain that she was not lying about the other woman. He knows his wife well enough that he knows that she's a totally honest person. The Gemara says she's a Bas Talmud Chacham, and because of that, right, the Gemara actually refers to her as Bas Rav Chista, I think, right? Bas Rav Chista. So Bas Rav Chista, the Bas Rav Chista told him, Yadana Ba Dechashuda Shavua, and then Rav at the end says, I'm Kimli Begava, and the Bas Rav Chista meaning his own wife, and my rabbit's that she would never lie about the other woman. So the Gemara concludes, Amar Papa, Hashta to Amar Mar, Kimli Begave Milsihi, Kigon Abba Mari Bari, the Kimli Begava, the Karanishtara Apume, that Rav Papa concludes, ooh, if Rava's allowed to trust his wife, well, you know who I trust? I trust my son. And if my son were to tell me that a shtar is forged, I would tear up the document, even though I have no further evidence that the shtar is forged, because apparently Kimli Begava Milsihi. The fact that they know it to be so, that someone super trustworthy knows it to be so, that's significant. Once we know that trust is everything, if my trustworthy son would tell me that a shtar is already perua, let's say, I would tear up the shtar based on his word alone. The Gemara then says that there is no way we can tear up a shtar that has two edim signed on it on the basis of trust. Come on, there are two edim signed on the shtar. So one person comes and says, it's a shtar pura. No way you can tear up the shtar. Rather, we can tear up a shtar that has, marana shtar apume, the Gemara says. We wouldn't collect with the shtar, but we also wouldn't tear it up. We would let the shtar stay in limbo, yeah? We'll get to it in a second. So we would let the shtar stay in limbo. We wouldn't use it to collect, nor would we use it nor would we discard it, tear it up, throw it in the garbage. The Nesivus L'chosh Mishpah Simen Tes Vav Sivkat and Beis asks that the halacha is that if you witness an event, you're not allowed to be a dayan. You saw with your own eyes what happened. You're not allowed to be a dayan. You're not allowed to implement the halacha of what should be based on what you saw with your own eyes, because an aid has to be an aid, and a dayan is a dayan. Now, there's no greater level, you know, as much as you might trust Bas Rav Chista or Ben Rav Papa, right? As much as you may trust them, you know what you can trust even more, L'chara? Your own eyes, right? If you saw something yourself, there's no greater level of trustworthiness than to trust your own eyes. And yet you still cannot serve as a dayan for what you saw with your own eyes. The Nesivus asks, so how could it be that Bas Rav Chista is trusted, that Rav Papa's son is trusted? So the Nesivus concludes that trustworthiness or seeing an event can only allow you to require a shvur from the other party or la'oru eshtara, to make a shtar neutralized for the time being. But it can't be enough to be motzi mamon. Meaning you can't use what you saw with your own eyes or just the fact that you trust somebody as evidence enough to be motzi mamon from somebody. You can only use your own eyes or just what you've heard from somebody to be mare eshtar or to be mahapech shavua onto the other party. So if Shechter suggests, based on a Machne Ephraim that's cited in Rabbi Akiva Eger and Chol Shemish Basim Lamed Gimel, Sifyud Gimel, that a Tchilaso B'Psul, the Sofa B'Kashos, is only disqualified from Eidos D'Oraisa, but is trusted for Eidos D'Rabbanan. Meaning, someone who, at the time that they saw, because this is what this whole piece is going to be about, seeing the event, serving as edus, edus hakara. How do I know that this is true? Because I saw it. I know, I saw. What if a person saw something when they were a pasul aid, and then they became a kosher aid? Can they now testify about it? Because right now I'm kosher. But at the time that I saw it, I was pasul. We'll give examples, don't worry. So the Machon Ephraim suggests that pasul from edus d'oraisa, kosher for edus d'rabbanan. What's the raya? The raya is ksubas taf chavches. There are people who are ne'emanim leheyed begodlan masharo'u bekotnan. They saw something when they were 11. An 11-year-old is not kosher ledus, he's a pasul aid. And they want to be made when they're 25, when they're already a kosher aid. So a guy says, zek savyad shel abba. This is my father's handwriting. How do I know it's my father's handwriting? Because I used to see how he used to sign all my tests when I would bring them home from school. So I saw what his handwriting looks like. How old was I? 9, 10, 11. I was a katan at the time. And the Gemara explains that they're believed because kiyum shtaros is only drabanan. So the Rabbanan believe them about matters that are only drabanan. Since kiyum shtaros is drabanan, mimela we're going to believe them about matters midrabanan. So what do you see very clearly from that Gemara? That we're only going to believe what a guy saw while he was a pasul aid to testify now that he's a kashra aid on issues drabanan. Right? Heimamru veheimamru. But an issue d'araisa, we would not believe him. Now, Rav Shachter points out that that raya only works if you assume like Tosfos and not if you assume like the Shita Mekubetzos. What? What's Tosfos? What's the Shita Mekubetzos? So that's what we'll discuss right now. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Chaf Alfam Beis says that if Dayanim recognize the signatures on the document, there's no need to testify in front of them that these are the, in fact, the Ksav Yad of these Eidim. So Tosfos asks, what's the Chiddush? Considering that we always say, Lote Shmiya Gedolami Ri'iya. Whatever you hear from Adam can't be better than what you know with your own eyes. And if you recognize signatures, that's the best. So the Re answers, the Balatosos, the Re answers that sometimes the Dayanim may only have seen the signature at night. And at night we know there's no Kabbalas Edus, Belaila. So we can't apply the Svara of Lote Shmiya Gedolami Ri'iya. I mean, because what's the Svara? It's a Kavachomer. That if hearing edus about the signatures would be good enough, so recognizing the signature with my own eyes would be good enough. But what if I only recognize the signature with my own eyes at night? I only saw the signatures in the first place at night. Hearing edus at night would not have been valid, so the Kal V'Chomer wouldn't work. And that's why the Gemara needs to be Mechadesh, that no matter when you saw the signatures, if you saw the signatures, if you saw the signatures, you don't need edus to those signatures. So Tosfos clearly understands that just as normal testimony involves both a re'iyas ha'edus, you have to see the event, and then a hagadas ha'edus, you report on the event, so too by edus l'kiyum hashtar. When you initially see the signature, it is shas re'iyas ha'edus, and when you're mekayim the shtar, it's shas hagodas ha'edus. So if the initial knowledge of the signature is considered part of the edus, we can very well understand why the Machon Ephraim assumes that a child testifying as an adult about his parent's signature that he saw when he was a child is considered to be tchilas of b'psul. Because what does tchilas of b'psul mean? When this edus started, you were b'psul. What does it mean when this edus started? When you saw the event. So if you're going to say that seeing a signature is when you got the knowledge of your parents' handwriting, that that's called a re'iyas ha'edus, that's seeing the event. So then I understand very well what the raya is from Ksubas Daf Chaf Ches, that you see the notion of tchilas b'psul, the sofa b'kashrus, that it would work. For drabanans, right? Zek savyada neman lahed begodlan masharo bekotnan would work for drabanans. So tchilas b'psul v'sof b'kashrus would work for drabanans. However, that is not the only understanding of the Gemara over there. In Babasu Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara talks about a Sefer Torah that was stolen, and the Gemara suggests that two of the residents of the town should be able to remove themselves from the case and judge it, meaning Sefer Torah is stolen from the town. Everyone in the town uses that Sefer Torah. It's used for Kriyas Torah every Shabbos. So if everyone uses it, so how are you going to ever find an aide who's kosher to testify about it? They're all Nogei Abedava. right? Everyone in the town who could have witnessed it is all nogeya b'davar because they used that Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, okay, take two people in town who say, okay, we will never use that Sefer Torah again. We no longer have any negios, and they can testify about it and judge the case. So, one second. Tosfos asks, why would removing themselves from the case, why is that going to help, considering that in any case, meaning at the time that they saw the theft, they were apostles, they were nogei b'davar. So isn't that a violation of the chasub b'sul b'sul b'kashrus? They were initially bali davar. Comes the shita mukbetzas and answers that in monetary cases, it's not called in dinim mamonis, it's not called chasub b'sul because they were not eidim psulim, but they were actually bali davar, which doesn't even have a shame aid. Meaning, very important distinction. There's a difference between being an aid who is psul and being someone who is not an aid at all. Right, we would only say, for example, nimsa echamem karov apostol edusim b'teila, if there is a shame aid, you're an aid but you're apostle. Also, you're one of the group of aidim and you're apostle aid. Say edusim b'teila, the whole edus can be batal. But if you're not even an aid, we couldn't label you as an aid because in this story that's not your role, or you're not even eligible to be called an aid. Then it's not eidus b'teila. For example, why don't we say, the Gemara Makos asked this question, this is the way that many Rishonim learned the answer of the Gemara, why don't we say that no one should ever be able to be convicted of murder because of the people who witnessed the murderer and the murder victim were also there. So even though you have two kosher eidim who witnessed it, but you also had someone who's a karov apostle. You have someone who was related to the, or the murderer was there, and he also, right? The murder victim. So they're a karov apostle to the balei davar. So the Gemara's answer might be, the way many of you are trying to understand, is that they are not apostle aid. Their role in that case are balei davar. They are the parties to the case. They're not an aid to the case. So similarly, a nogea b'davar is like a party to the case. Meaning, if it's relevant to me, and I may win or lose based on the outcome of this case, so then I'm not a baldavar. That I'm not an apostle of aid. I'm a baldavar. It's similar to what that's what the Nesivos writes in Siman Lamed Vav, Sifkot Nyud, that we don't say nimtzach min karov apostle by an eved, isha, katan, or an akum, because they don't have a shame aid at all. Eved, Isha, Katan, Akum, not an aid at all. They're not just aid and psulim. They're not an aid. So it turns out that according to the Shidim Kvetzes, we don't apply Tchilas of the psul unless you had a shame aid at the Shasri'iyah. He therefore cannot say the Chiddush of Nem and the Heid Begodlan Masharot Bekatnan relates to Tchilas of the psul at all. Because being neman, to be made what you are as an adult, what you saw as a katan, can't be because tchilas of the psul. No, tchilas of the psul means you were an aid, but you were a pasul. A katan is not an aid at all. So the whole calculus of that raya that we were bringing, that from ksubistav chavches, that we're neman, the haid begal the masharo b'katan, is a raya that tchilas of the psul, the sofa b'kashrus, works for Eidus Darabanan, but not for Eidus Daraisa. It doesn't work as a raya because Masharot B'Katlan, there was no shame aid at all. Instead, we have to assume that the reason to not believe Masharot B'Katlan is that we assume that as a child they must have just not really paid very careful attention. They must have not really seen carefully what happened. And that understanding actually fits very nicely with the Gemara, because the Gemara says that if an adult says that he remembers walking until a certain point as a child to determine Tchum Shabbos, he's believed only because Tchum and Ardrabanan. And that seems strange, since the Ne'manos would be on account of Eidach and Bisurin, and not regular Eidos. So how do we think for a moment to reject his Eidos on account of Tchilas of B'Psul? Eidim Psulim are kosher for Eidach and Bisurin, right? An Isha is Ne'man to say that the food that she serves you is kosher, right, so the Naman about those things. So if the whole idea of not believing a katan, what he saw in Pekatnus, is based on Tchilas of B'Psul, so why wouldn't we believe him about Yisurin? Even if he's puzzled right now, we should believe him about Yisurin. Right? Why wouldn't we believe him about Yisurin? So it must be that no, the entire issue of trusting a child is that a child doesn't pay care, we're concerned that a child doesn't pay careful attention. And since he doesn't pay careful attention, we're concerned that when he's being made as a 25-year-old, he's not being made accurately, he's not presenting an accurate case. So essentially all Rav Shechter did is he tried to show that the raya that they bring from Ksubas Daf Chav Ches about Ne'eman Lehev Begodim Mashar HaBekotnan as a raya to Tzchilas HaBesol V'Sof HaBonus assumes, like Shitas HaTosvos, that the Ne'emanus of a Gadol to be made Mashar HaBekotno is a din in Tchilas HaBesol, and not like the Shita Mukbetzos who holds that it's an entirely separate din, has nothing to do with Tchilas HaBesol. So Be'ez Hashem will pick up next time with the paragraph that begins Re'iyas HaMaisa, and we'll keep the 15 minutes of Torah Shav Shechter to an actual 15 minutes. Okay.